Now, the Wealth Protection Diva is a successful entrepreneur, business owner, and premier business strategist, president and CEO of Sage International Incorporated, and a national speaker, best-selling author, and motivational teacher of financial education, business development, and wealth protection strategies. The joys and frustrations of being a business owner. Her insights are motivating. Her frankness inspiring. Here is Sherry Hill.
There's no denying the central place cars occupy in our culture and our imaginations. The auto industry in the early 20th century was the Silicon Valley of its day, the engine of America's economic growth and overwhelming power, and it attracted the best and brightest. It fueled the astonishingly rapid development of great American cities with ambitious, optimistic architecture and stately boulevards. Bill Hara was a prominent gaming pioneer who founded Hara's Hotels and Casinos and the former Hara's Automobile Collection. He assembled the largest and most historically significant collection in the world that reached approximately 1,400 vehicles. His legacy lives on at the National Automobile Museum, the Hara Collection, and believe me when I say the National Automobile Museum is one of the top Reno attractions with a wow factor you won't want to miss. The museum has more than 225 rare, one-of-a-kind antique and collector cars with authentic street scenes and sounds that bring displays to life. You can explore galleries of cars, memorabilia, and special exhibits that change throughout the year. And if you didn't know, it is considered one of the 10 best car museums in the United States. It's located at One Museum Drive in Reno, Nevada, and their website, automuseum.org. Joining me today is Phil McDougall, the president of the National Automobile Museum, who I know has a lot to share about all the wonderful attractions, events, and opportunities going on right now. So, Phil, since joining the museum, did it surprise you about the passion and some might say obsession we have for cars?
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say yes and no. Because I had an expectation it was going to be very high and passionate. It's just the legacy of Mr. Hara, but it exceeded my expectation. And when people come in, you know, and they look at the collections and you see how passionate they are, and it's really tied to emotional connections too. Not just the passion, but all that passion typically has a story behind it and a memory, excuse me, that just generates a lot of excitement.
Absolutely. So I was just recently there at one of the events held. So let's talk about some of the cool things going on, because I noticed there was Paul Newman. There's a collection there.
Yeah, that's the latest and greatest. It's funny because all these different exhibits that are coming in almost monthly now, I want to keep it fresh. They all start with like the strangest story or coincidence. I went to a car show, bumped into a gentleman, telling him I'm looking for other collections to keep things fresh. He goes, well, I know a guy who knows a guy, and that guy was Adam Carolla. So I connected with him. He says he owns the Paul Newman collection, never been all assembled before of his race cars in one place and on display. And I said, well, I want in on that. So that started about 6 months ago, and now they're all at the museum.
That's awesome. It's so cool. And truly, there are just one-of-a-kind automobiles in this museum. I mean, things that you just look at the workmanship and the craft, and you just can go right back in time and go, my gosh, these are pieces of art.
They're all amazing automobiles. We have like one of the very first automobiles ever made, all the way down to Austin Powers Shagmobile. So you got quite a variety there, even including some memorabilia that we just got with the partnership with Sony Pictures. So we have Men in Black now, Ghost Rider motorcycles. We're always adding things.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on at the museum. I mean, you're expanding. There's something going on for kids.
There's something every month now. And people laugh. They said, no, it can't be that much. But why would you come back to the museum if you saw the same cars at the same places? So we want to make sure every month and a half, there's a new changing exhibit coming in. There's a new program for children coming in. The last 18 months, the board has invested and the community's invested close to $4 million. And the latest expansion, we just broke ground a few weeks ago, is the Children's Educational Activity Center. That's another million plus. That's a 3,000 square foot activity center to teach children in a really interactive way about the automobiles and how it contributed.
You also expanded outside. There's now an event center outside.
Yeah, because we looked at it and we said, here's some prime real estate right on the river. It's beautiful. And we had this path that went up there. And the only thing, people laugh at me, but the only one who enjoyed it was about 5,000 squirrels. So now we have an outdoor patio. It's the largest outdoor venue in Reno on the river, 16,000 square feet. We can hold over 2,000 people, an outdoor bar, fire pits, heaters for movie nights, outdoor concerts. We're going to do it all.
That's awesome. So people think of the National Automobile Museum that the only thing you get to do there is go look at cars. But you host a lot of events.
We created a lot of events. So every Saturday morning for our members, we do a free movie day for kids, and they come in. It might be tied to a car. Typically it is. Like, we have the Ghostbusters car there. We have Speed Racer. We have the Magnum PI's car. We have Jurassic Park. So we'll have movie days just for families to come down, especially when it's rainy and cold. We'll do quarterly workshops. We started partnering with PBS, and we do robotics workshops and other workshops on Saturdays and weekends. And then I just mentioned concerts and movie nights out on the patio. We're going to do it all this year.
That's awesome. And so my husband and I, we have a classic car. We have a Corvair. And when we go and we participate in hot August nights, I imagine, you know, a lot's going on during hot August nights. We'll get to that. But like you said, there's always a story. People come up to us and tell these amazing stories about how they learned to drive in a Corvair, or their dad ran his tile business out of the trunk of the car. I imagine that every one of your members and your sponsors and donors all have that same kind of affinity towards a particular vehicle.
The answer is yes, they all do. It's funny. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. A lot of people don't remember what they did yesterday, but if you ask them, what was your first car? Typically, there's a smile that comes to them, and they go, oh, my first car was this, and that's when I had my first date, and that's when I finally had freedom. It triggers a really good memory in most cases, and that's what it's about. So there's a car. A lot of times, you'll see people a little older, and they'll say, like, my dad came in, and he's 100 and be 101 next week. He came by a few years ago, and he goes, that's the car I last saw my brother drive away in before I went to the military. That's the car me and my wife, you know, got for our wedding, you know, and it just triggers so many cool things.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that, because you are a museum, and none of this would be happening if you didn't have the support of the community, the support of the city, support of donors. Let's talk about how that happens. Funding. I mean, yeah, you have to pay to go to the museum.
We do, but I'm glad you brought it up, because there's a perception by a lot of people that I reach out to that, oh, you're the National Automobile Museum. There's only one National Automobile Museum. You must get all this funding. No, we're a 501c3. We don't get big grants. We don't get any subsidies from the government at all. So if we do get a grant, we go out there and we work hard to try and showcase what we have. It comes from, quite frankly, our board. We have a really passionate board, and they're really connected with the direction of the museum and the expansion and investing the personal money into it. Then it comes to the community. The city has been amazing to us. So that patio and everything we built, we want to get the downtown looking better.
Right.
So, and they understand that. So they've been great partners with us. And then as our members and our sponsors, because every $15 admission, I mean, you need a lot of those to pay even the gas bill or the electricity bill. That goes a long way, and that's how we do it, by the local community, $10 to $15 admissions.
Yeah, that's awesome. More information, of course, at automuseum.org. And some of your special events are private events, so people can host weddings there. I've been to workshops there. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have. It's funny because people came in and they, after COVID, I started about 3 years ago last week, and they came in. Some people have been around the community for years, and they said, Phil, I've been there, I've seen it. And we give them a tour And they go, I didn't even know you had a movie theater. We have a beautiful movie theater. We started doing comedy nights there. We're doing some amateur nights there as well. We've had beauty pageants there and debates there. So there's all kinds of things that they can do there aside from that. And then we're just going to make sure that we want to be good community partners. So anyone who's listening is a nonprofit and they want to use some of our space. We have special pricing for them as well that makes it much more affordable.
So what about people that have, you know, some kind of a classic vehicle in their garage? Something happens to the owner. Do you guys take vehicles?
Absolutely. Our biggest handicap really is space now. So the answer is yes. I probably every week I'll get someone who will reach out to me and say they have an interest in donating the car, maybe at their passing, or they just want to loan it to us for a certain period of time. We take every one of them very seriously. We go through. We have a meeting with all of our team. Does it fit the collection? Does it enhance the collection? And if it hits off two or three boxes, we say, absolutely, come bring it in. We'd love to showcase it. A good example is I wanted to do a Corvette exhibit, and I reached out to the community, and it was C1 to C7. We found people that represented each one of those. They brought them in for a month. It was a great attraction, but it was a great community event.
Yeah. When I was there, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, was it the Indy cars? What was some other?
Formula One.
Oh, yeah. Those were awesome.
So good, and you'd be surprised. We had people that heard about it in some of our press releases, and they were there when we were unloading them from the trucks. So when Barbie was big, we brought in the Barbie car, and it's a great place for people to take photos. Formula One, we got them straight from Vegas. Movie cars, the ones I mentioned, the actual props from Men in Black and the actual car, motorcycles, they're there from Sony. Just to keep it fresh and to appeal to a wide audience.
Absolutely. So we have to go to break. We come back, we're going to pick up on what else is going on at the National Automobile Museum. And I'm just going to encourage, like Phil is, that if you haven't been there in a while, I mean, literally, if you have not been there in over a year, it's time to go back.
If you haven't been there since your prom, which I get a lot, then please come back. We changed a lot.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sage International Incorporated fosters the entrepreneurial spirit by first educating our clients. In fact, we wrote the best-selling book, Incorporate and Get Rich, as recommended by Robert Kiyosaki in his bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. For over two decades, we have taught thousands of business owners, real estate investors, professionals, and entrepreneurs how to properly structure their business and personal assets to avoid the three flaming arrows of challenge: income taxes, liability exposure, probate, and death taxes. Call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 to set up a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill if you want to experience peace of mind today. That's 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
Hello, I'm Yvette Clark, and I've been in Northern Nevada for over 50 years, and I've worked at CSA for 1 year. We do a family restaurant style eating at early Head Start, and the kids try all new foods. We would love to have you join us. Give us a call if you're interested, 775-786-6023.
Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Natakwa. Natakwa. Natakwa. Thank you for tuning into the Sherry Hill Show. I'm so excited. My buddy Phil McDougall, who is the president of the National Automobile Museum, is here. And we're talking about all the cool things going on at the museum. But Phil, people don't really understand that there's a lot more going on than I show up, I put in my $15, and I just go look at cars. I mean, you have car clubs, you have fundraisers. Let's talk about the car clubs.
Yeah, it seems like a natural that we would have a more robust program, but we didn't. And we said, now that we've got the venue, it's been upgraded. We did a major renovation, which I mentioned. I mean, we went through, we upgraded the patio, the outdoor venue, 40-foot outdoor bar. And we said, who's going to use this besides, the basic people who want to rent it out? It's a natural fit for people who love cars and the history of cars. So we have a car club program now, and you can come on out here, and it's a fixed fee, but you get everyone in your club gets 50% off every time they come. We're open every day of the year except for 7 days a week. You get to use the patio with 16,000 square feet to do a coffee and donuts, whatever you want to do, put music out there. And then just to entice them, just to kind of show it off, we're going to start our own food truck Friday event starting this month in April. You're going to see them on Fridays, and they're going to have some music and some food and some car clubs. We just want people to get together. Remember the old days? You get out there and hang out. We're not in front of a clicker and watching TV all day.
Right.
We want to get them out there and enjoy it.
Well, and your location is ideal. You're right on the river. It's beautiful. And you own the big lot. So, you've got a lot of space.
We just, you know, like you say, if you build it, they'll come. So, we've built it. We just want people to start utilizing it and just have fun. Hang out there for a few hours, and we'll provide the venue.
So, let's talk about that venue because it is unique. And so, certainly car clubs and people that just want to ramble through the museum. But, I mean, I've seen weddings there. I've been to big fundraisers there. Talk about what's unique about it.
I think people are surprised. Actually, I know they are. When they walk in, they go, oh, wow, I didn't think it was like this. It's 105,000 square feet. It's got a 16,000 outdoor patio. It's got a movie theater. And people are utilizing it now for everything from big corporate events. You can do debates. You can do birthday parties. We have birthday packages. We even take the cars now, some of them, and like Jurassic Park and Ghostbusters, and we'll go bring it out to people's houses to, you know, kind of just to build that excitement. They can have birthday parties. They can do a private movie night in there with their friends and wine and watch a movie. We'll have big gatherings, Christmas parties. It's got something for everybody. When they walk in, they're totally surprised because we put so much money into renovating it, and it hadn't been there, unfortunately, since their prom, they say, or their fourth grade field trip for some reason.
Right. So because the museum is a big part of the community, I know there's a mission to also give back. So you partner up for fundraisers or other types of nonprofits.
We do all the time, and I think it's starting to catch on because we're a 501c3, and we understand how tough it is. Now a lot of the organizations are coming to us saying that we can't afford the typical venue, and we're a nice alternative. I mean, you don't have to be a car lover. Maybe you just love history. Maybe you love race cars. Maybe you love movie cars. Maybe you love, you know, watch a movie. But we want people to take advantage of that resource. We have special nonprofit rates that we can go out there and facilitate. And if it's really close, we'll make a heck of a deal. We have Vanessa Williams coming here because we're partnering with Parkinson's Foundation. And Vanessa's flying out with Rashida Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter, and some other celebrities on the 18th. We had Adam Carolla here for an event. We had the governor we hosted for an event. We had Jeremy Renner here a few months ago. And we got some really good people lined up for our speaker series, which is new as well.
So to learn more, you obviously want to go to automuseum.org.
Yeah, not .com. Right.
Because that's going to tell you a list of all the events. It's going to tell you more about the venue. And, of course, you would invite someone to take a tour.
We love it. You know, we can make the tour in 15 minutes and we can make it an hour. It depends on what they like. The one thing that we're looking for specifically, though, I'd be bad if I forgot to say this, is that we're open 100 days, I mean, every day except for twice a year. We only have 9 full-time people there. So that gets a little thin. We could not do it with volunteers. So if anyone likes to be a greeter, work in the store, work an event, work on the cars, we're for 2 hours a week, 4 hours a week, weekends. We're just looking for support because that's how we survive.
Awesome. So ways that people can participate, obviously, is becoming a volunteer, is to make a donation, mm-hmm. right?
Donation is big. We don't get any funding from national or local. So all those $5, $10, $100 donations add up.
Yeah, and one of the coolest things is when you talk about family friendly, this is a place where the whole family can go. There is something for everyone.
Yeah, and I'm going to just thank you for that reminder because I literally see it firsthand every time. We have a changing gallery. It's right on the river. And we'll have, it's not there anymore, we'll have Grease Lightning, you know, and then we'll have Fast and Furious car, and then we'll have Magnum P.I.'s car. And you watch a family, or we have Lightning McQueen's car. You watch a family come in, and right away, my generation goes, mine anyway, goes to Magnum, and then the younger goes to Fast and Furious. The little ones go to Lightning McQueen, and the families come back and said, I was under the impression you just had some of the older horseless carriages, you know, and Model Ts. You have so much more, and that's a we need to convey that we're so much more than that.
Absolutely. And so one of the cool things, because it is family friendly, obviously you get a lot of schools that bring kids through. Talk a little bit more about the Children's
Educational Activity Center. It's a long name, but we want to get kids out from behind the TV and the Xboxes and teach them. There's a lot of people that have no idea how to change the tire or the oil goes in or the end. They don't know any of the basics. And we want to do it in a fun way because the kids have changed so much. They need to have stimulation. So we partner with a company that actually built Sesame Street Town down in L.A., and it's 3,000 square feet. It'll be opening in June of this year. We're going 100 miles an hour. Actually, I go in every hour just to go check it out. It's really cool. You can drive cars with your body. Cameras are watching you, and it's going to have the games that have backgrounds from local places in town. You're going to build a car. We're going to have build a car and race it and have timing. We have a full car. They can take the tires off and put engines and see how they work and actually design cars, and they show up in a huge billboard. So there's so many cool elements, and that's going to be a whole educational component in a fun way.
That's awesome. So just this is kind of an aside, but I mean this whole movement towards electric vehicles and AI in the car and all of that, how do you see the museum evolving?
Well, we're evolving with it because I mentioned the changing exhibits. So we just partnered last year with Tesla, and we had a whole display on the Tesla technology. And then we're going to be working in other cars. Our part of our educational component, activity center, we'll have an element talking about future technologies. And we'll have displays that talk about the very first car and then transition it goes into electric cars. So it's always changing, but you can't get away from the fact that it all started with 225 types of automobiles that we have here. A lot of them are the first car off the lot, the last car, a really specific piece of technology, and you can get a great sense of history as you're looking forward to the future.
Absolutely, and it's just such a delight, and there's something for everybody. Phil, what would be final words to the community out there or people that are going to be traveling to Reno? This is something they shouldn't miss.
Well, it's funny because we were voted number one place by TripAdvisor, number one favorite place to visit TripAdvisor, number one favorite museum by TripAdvisor. So the outside community is hearing about us and coming. I got to remind the people locally that we're changing, and I got to get the local residents to come down and enjoy this. So the biggest thing they can do, it's a family membership. It's only $70 for five people. I went to McDonald's the other day with my grandkids, and it cost me close to that.
Right?
You can come here all day long, or individuals, $40. And you can come visit and take advantage of all these things, plus the summer programs. So I want to remind them that we're here and we can't make it without the local community.
Right. So there's the museum. There's the event venue. So for people that are looking to alternatives to the hotels or anything else, that's available. There's also the car club that's launching. And so, yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to reach out to you and learn more, is it best to go to the website, phone number?
Go right to the website or me, and my direct number here is 333-9306. 333-9306. Call me anytime or theautomuseum.org, and I will stop what I'm doing, come out there, and give you a tour any day. I love it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, obviously, this summer and showing up to the big new outdoor patio, especially if there's going to be music and food trucks.
Jimmy Buffett tribute concert, I believe, is July 14th, if that's the Saturday, but we'll put it on our website. So that's the latest one we're just starting to announce. And then movie nights out there. Fun.
So do you have is there a way for me to sign up on your website so I get notification of all these events?
Yes. And here's the thing. We will not be those people that send you a message every 5 days when here's a dollar off, here's a 50 cent off. No, we're going to make sure that it's once every other week we go out with relative information, just a picture and a short little description. And it's really made a big difference because we want people to get engaged. There's so much cool stuff going on in Reno and Sparks all the time. We just want to make sure people remember we're here too.
That's awesome. All right. Well, I want to thank Phil McDougall, who is the president of the National Automobile Museum, who has joined me today. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Sherry Hill Show, where business, but today, it's been amazing automobiles that have been amplified.
The Sherry Hill Show values the role we play in supporting the economic engine driving this country. Small business, the backbone of America. And tune in next week, same time, same station, for the Sherry Hill Show.
This is Peter from Nevada Real Estate Radio. I talk about the subjects that help you as a home buyer, seller, or investor. You might have to navigate through some murky waters, but we're here to help you achieve success. Nevada Real Estate Radio, Thursdays, 3 p.m. on 93.7 FM, Nevada Real Estate Radio.